always ask God to lay on my heart something that I have preached to my people at home, to preach at a conference or a revival meeting, something that has been a blessing to us. And God has burdened my heart with a subject. And it took me 4 weeks to preach this in Hopkinsville. And now I'm going to try to do it in 30 minutes. So you pray for me. And we'll just hit the high points. 40? I can't count. Half I can count. 40 I can. We would invite your attention tonight to the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 7. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7. We'd like to preach on the subject tonight of discipline to dare. The discipline of daring, or the discipline to dare. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7, the Bible says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." In the life, and especially the life of a Christian, there are at least two things that are imperative, and they are character and courage. And I mean that they're imperative to successful, victorious Christian living. And my main reasoning on this and is that I want you to understand that God does not call any man to preach without equipping him to do so. God does not lay upon the heart of any New Testament church to do mission work that they cannot accomplish. God does not call any woman to be a missionary's wife that he doesn't equip to be so. And God doesn't save us and leave us just in the wilderness. He wants us to be a victorious Christian. He wants us to be a victorious church member, a victorious missionary or pastor, and to live a utopia Christian life on this earth. And it can be done. And we cheat ourselves when we fail to do so. And so God told Joshua to be strong and very courageous. In Christianity, there is no room for cowards. There is no room in a missionary Baptist church for yellow-bellied, no backbone, weak-kneed Baptists. If you don't like that term, excuse me, forgive me. Character is built in the Christian life from the inside out, from the new birth to the glorified body. And courage in the Christian life is built as we add to our faith. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." And then the Bible tells us that we are to add to our faith. And each Christian has a responsibility to add to his faith. And that's what Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 6 is all about. And as we experience the things that God puts before us and asks us to do, as we have victory after victory, our faith is built upon. And therefore we have courage the next time that we're faced with problems. And the next time that we're asked to do things. Also in the Christian life, there are two disciplines. There is a discipline of deliberation and a discipline of daring. Christians need to learn to abandon the discipline of deliberation, and we need to learn to discipline ourselves and practice the discipline of daring. And why? Well, the discipline of deliberation is when one ponders the way that he should take, and he restudies his resources, that he has or will need for any given undertaken or endeavor. And so most Baptists, they will always practice the discipline of deliberation. And they have business meetings and so forth. Do you think we can do that? Are you sure about that? Why, we can't do that. Why, there are just a few of us. Why, we don't have enough money to do this. That's deliberation. That's deliberation. But when God tells you to do something, he's already got all the resources. Everything that you need to accomplish the job, to get the job done. Discipline of deliberation has no place in the life of a Christian, especially in the army of King Jesus, when it comes to doing the will of God. When God makes known to you his will, all you have to do is report to the captain ready for duty. You like that? That's true. That's all you have to do. Report to the captain for duty and be ready to go. On the other hand, the discipline of daring is when one decides to do what the Lord Jesus would have them to do despite any and all difficulties and dangers. When God says, I want you to do something, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And do it. And don't worry about what lies ahead. Don't worry about the lines. Don't worry about the bears. Don't worry about anything that is in your way. Do it. Do it. Some don't understand that because they haven't been in the military. I spent 20 years in the military. When I was an 18-year-old boy, I had 13 men under me. And when I would say to one of those 13 men, I would say, do this. He didn't say why. He did it. He did it. And that's the way it is in the army of the Lord Jesus Christ. That every blood-bought child of God is a soldier in the army of the King. And when he issues an order, all we have to do is do it. Do it. So, regardless of the difficulties or the fears or whatever might be in their way, to deliberate without cause can mean to delay until we are paralyzed by doubts and fears. When somebody begins to deliberate, they discourage the weak Christians. They discourage the weak members. They discourage the weak missionaries and pastors. And they finally just throw up their hands in despair and say, what's the use? We quit. And you don't get anything done. Nothing at all. On the other hand, to dare when God is for us and leading us is to defy the human impossibilities until the outcome is a complete victory. Complete victory. Daring can be the difference between defeat by giving up and delight of duty well performed. And a case in point is little David, the shepherd boy. Now, little David was probably the smallest son of Jesse. And all of Jesse's sons were in the field in battle with the nation of Israel. And Jesse said to David, one day I want you to go see how your brethren do in the war. And when David went, he found out that the entire army of Israel was pinned down and stopped in their tracks by one giant named Goliath. And Goliath was roaring and raving and said, why don't you send somebody over to fight? And if he wins, we'll serve you all. If I win, you all will serve us. And there was the whole army out there. And David said, let me at him. Let me at him. And they began to deliberate. They said, David, you can't go over. You don't have no armor on. So here they're going to deliberate. They're going to put Saul's armor on him. And Saul's armor rattled on David like Don Titus's outline will rattle on me. And David take two steps forward and the armor would catch up with him. I didn't mean to be funny. But so they had to stop. David, no sense in this. He gets him five little rocks and a sling and said to the giant, I come in the name of the Lord. And around and around and around the sling, when the rock went out, he'd hit a predestinated point right between the predestinated eyes. Victory in Jesus. victory in Jesus. It'll come in the name of the Lord. Am I making sense to you? But we like Joshua. We have need for the exhortation only, be thou strong and very courageous. No place for weak-kneed, yellow-bellied, no backbone Baptist. In the army of the King. There are three areas in the life of Christians that presents himself over and over again. And we will face them until we leave this life. And these can be and are real problems of life. They're problems of our own making. They're problems of our imagination. And they're problems caused by our enemies. And the discipline of daring is imperative in facing these if we are to live victorious Christian lives. And these areas are, number one, the giants. The giants in our life as it was in the days of Joshua. The giants that joined forces to hinder the children of God from possessing what was already given to them. And you and I have giants in our lives today. Real or imaginary, they are giants. And then there's the Jordans, as well as the giants, to hinder us as it did Joshua. Here we stand on the banks, on the brim of the promised land, and there's a Jordan to cross. And there are giants in the land, and we're afraid of them. And not only are there giants in our lives, as there was Joshua, and there not only are there Jordans to be crossed, but there are Jerichos. There are Jerichos. There are those who will laugh and mock and make fun of us if we undertake to do something that is seemingly impossible to the human being, but all things are possible with my God. Amen.